This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the MLS Betting Weekly podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Viola, and joining me, as always, the man from Bogota, the international man of mystery, the Pablo Escobar of parlays, none other than Taylor Wilson. Taylor, how are you doing today?
Tom, I think I found Bigfoot because a rare plus midweek, not just that, coming into back-to-back plus weeks for me as well after the plus nine and change unit weekend with the parlay, you hitting your parlay for plus, I don't know, what was it, 57 units or something, Tom? I kid, something close to that. We assumed that we come into a midweek with losses, Tom. I do go 3-3 courtesy of the Vancouver Whitecaps hitting a 1.5-1 money line. I end up at plus 0.33 units. It's pocket change. But you know what, Tom? It's pocket change going the right direction in a rare midweek for me. So there we go.
Well, you know, I'm glad you had a good midweek because mine was downright ghastly. courtesy of, I believe, that same Vancouver game going over for us was all that I hit on. 1-5 minus 4 units. Not great. Still 107-24 on the year plus 35.5 units. Let's get it back, my friend. And, you know, if you want to get in on the action, the best way to do that, go to BetRivers.com today. Sign up for an account. Use the promo code 250MATCH, and they will match your first deposit up to $250. All right, Taylor, let's get right on into it here for the show. We're starting off the first game on the slate this weekend. The LA Galaxy take on the Seattle Sounders. Seattle sits in 10th right now in the West, but that's a little bit deceptive. They're only 1 point out of a playoff spot right now. Both of these teams really trying to get in. The Galaxy are at home, minus 110. Seattle, plus 255 in the draw, plus 290 here, Taylor. And, you know, both of these teams may be floundering, but Rui Diaz is back in the fold. The Sounders are starting to create some attacking chances again. This is two teams struggling to make the playoffs, and I'm just going to take the better value in a game that I see is about even. I'm taking the bet, maybe not value, but at least the payout at plus 255 on this road team with Seattle. You feel like you still want to believe in them. You still want to believe that they're going to be able to get this ship figured out and righted and get into the playoffs. They aren't that far out of a spot right now, and a win here would go a long way towards it. I'll take them plus 255.
Yeah, I mean, Tom, I have very simple words for both of these teams, which is I don't trust you. I just especially don't trust the Galaxy at a minus price tag, in this case at minus 110. You look at the last eight, Sounders have 6 losses in that stretch. The Galaxy not much better with 5 losses. Like you say, both teams very much fighting for their playoff lives, but the prices just do not make sense here. This is a complete coin flip game. This is a case where I really don't want either side, but I've tried a lot of these 2.5, 3-1 Sounders plays over the last couple of months, have not hit on any of them, Tom, but this is a good spot for that to change. I would think I agree with your logic here. Have to just take the better price tag here in a game where I don't really love either side. I probably would imagine one of these two teams makes the playoffs and not both, although it's very possible neither do as well with both on the fringes too. So we'll see what happens down the stretch of the season. Both of these playoff races, by the way, Tom, very much heating up in the West and the East. I think at one point it looked like maybe we're going to have kind of a two-tiered West, the good and the bad. That has not really happened in the middle of the Western Conference where there's some really fun races for just kind of who's in, who's out down the stretch of the season. So we'll see what happens there.
You know, the word that we're going to use a lot on today's show is logjam. You look in the East, the fifth in fifth place is Columbus Crew, 34 points. In sixth, you've got the New England Revolution, also with 34 points. Then you've got the Chicago Fire. Or not Chicago Fire. You've got FC Cincinnati, 33 points in seventh. Orlando, 33 points. Miami, 33 points. Charlotte, 32 points. Chicago, 30 points. Toronto, 30 points. Toronto's all the way down in 12th. Even Atlanta has 29 points here. Don't DC say is the only
don't,
team.
Don't give Atlanta any positives, Tom. Don't even try there. But yeah, DC everything else I agree with.
The only team that's really out of it right now, though. Literally everyone is within 5 points of a playoff spot or less right now. And then you go over to the West and it's not much different. Yep. Salt Lake, they're pretty safe with 37. I think up in fifth, they're going to be okay here. But you've got LA, 33 points right now in sixth, barely clinging on. LA, Portland, Nashville, and Vancouver all have 33 points. Seattle's right behind them with 32 and 10. The Rapids have 31. And then you've got the Dynamo, Quakes, and Sporting down at the bottom and completely out of things. But let's move on to the next game here. We've got the New York Red Bulls going up against Cincinnati. And like we said, that's a big game for some playoff implications here. Red Bulls, they've got 40. They should be pretty safe in the fourth spot right now. But Cincinnati really pushing hard for a spot. They're plus 325 on the road in this one. Red Bulls minus 143 at home and the draw plus 320. I may have whiffed on, I think, the last three Red Bulls games I've played now, and I've had it happen in some bizarre ways. I'm probably going to be wrong again here, but New York has been shockingly better on the road than at home. They're the league's worst home side. Three straight losses on this on the side of the Hudson worries me, too. Since he needs a win in crunch time here, I'm going to play the payout with them. It's not my favorite play, but if I have to pick a side in this game, I'm going with Cincinnati at plus 325. I don't know if they're going to be able to do enough to make the playoffs, but I think they at least help their case here.
For me, this one comes down a little bit to kind of who is dictating this game, the Red Bulls or Cincy. And I do think the Red Bulls, just like their pressing style, dictates the tempo in a lot of games. Even if that's the case, I do feel like that falls into Cincinnati's hands, or in this case, feet, but to try to get something done here in terms of the attacking department. The both teams, the score markets have been a little bit tricky for the Red Bulls at home here, Tom. You know, they've gotten shut out. They've been just very inconsistent on those tries, and you're still laying a lot of juice in this market. But I do think it's going to be this type of game. Cincinnati also 13-4 in the last 17 on both teams to score. The Red Bulls 9-8, so it's very much a coin flip for them. I do think Cincinnati, the way that they play and some of their defensive issues, is enough for both teams to score in this spot, though, Tom. Not my favorite play of the week. I'm not as confident on Cincy getting it done as you are. I would maybe
Hang on. I'm going to cut you off there. I never said I'm that confident. This is also not one of my favorite plays here. I just want to put that out there.
He has made that clear, folks. I didn't love the prices anywhere here, Tom. The draw, if I'm looking at those three, is probably where I would lean. I know no one likes betting the draw. That's probably what I would do on those three plays. But like I say, I'm not touching those. I'm going to lay some juice, both teams to score, minus 148.
All right, there you go. The next game up is Philly versus DC here. We've got DC at plus 205 at home. The Union plus 125 and the draw plus 245. And yeah, Philly not great in the last game out there. That 1-0 loss to FC Dallas in the midweek. And now they come in and, oh man, I hate taking a road favorite, but it has to be done here. Philly's only up 5 points on Montreal, and the Not Impact do have a game in hand. That one seed isn't sewn up just yet. Philly needs to continue playing hard. Fortunately, DC has not experienced a Rooneyan rebirth. Losers of three in their last four, even with Wayne in charge now. I'll go Philly plus the 125 here.
Yeah, the one thing I would say about the Wayne Rooney experiment here is, you know, maybe some slight improvements defensively. I mean, only two goals conceded in the last three. Having said that, though, you know, they could have given up a ton to New England and LAFC. They didn't, so I guess that's the point that they've improved somewhat. Before that, they had two or more goals conceded in a single game in 14 of 17, Tom, before that three-game stretch. So just a quick word on them maybe improving a little bit in that department. But I agree with you. I mean, look, let's remember, this was the 7-0 game, first of all, last time out that these two teams faced each other. An absolutely insane game. And I think in general, Philly, even though they're showing a little bit more vulnerability, they do smack around bad teams. See that 6-0 over Houston recently as well. So I locked this in at plus 130. It's moving slightly the wrong direction, but absolutely, I think the Union at a plus price, Tom, it seems to be the right play here.
The next game up, Montreal, that team that we were just talking about, versus the New England Revolution. The artist formerly known as the Impact are minus 129 at home. The Revolution plus 295. And the draw, also at plus 295 here in this spot. You know, this Montreal team's actually been pretty weird. And this game has me flummoxed, bamboozled. quite possibly even confused. Montreal's been good. We know that. And yet their overall goal difference, Taylor, just plus two. Far and away the lowest of any top point getting team this season. New England just drew Toronto, and they have the best keeper in the league right now in Matt Turner. I mean, Jordy Petrovich. Per FB Ref, he's been the best shot stopper in MLS this year by a giant margin. Leads MLS in post shot expected goals minus goals allowed per 90 with plus 0.65. He's saving the Revs 2/3 of a goal per game over the expected rate, which is nuts. With a goalkeeper like that already replacing Matt Turner, I don't know. I can't bet on this team yet, but I can't bet against them. I think this ends in a draw, so I'm going to actually take New England plus the half goal at even money here. I think Montreal could sink me and win this game, but just looking at the metrics, I don't think that they're really necessarily going to.
I didn't expect you to hit me with those keeper analytics there, Tom. Jeez, I am on the other side.
Shout out, by the way, to MLS.com. Got a little bit of analysis help there.
Very nice. Well, I like all those numbers. I think they're interesting, and they're now making me very worried on my play at Montreal minus 117. I also, to be honest, thought about a 1.5 Montreal team goals over as well. I do think Montreal is better than New England. I agree with you. I mean, we've talked about Montreal all season, maybe being a little bit fraudy, maybe taking advantage of a kind of underwhelming East, at least in the middle and the bottom. However, one thing I do think is real with Montreal is they are a good attacking team. I mean, you just look at the numbers compared to the rest of the league. Even in this recent stretch, 6 in a row unbeaten, averaging 1.64 expected goals per game in that stretch. Only 4 teams in the league have scored more goals than Montreal. And the Revs have 24 goals allowed in 13 road games, too. So they can kind of open up the door a little bit there at the back when away from home. Having said all that, I'm just going to try Montreal on the money line at minus 117. Not my favorite kind of money line price, but there's a few this week of home teams, even with a little bit of a minus sign in front of that play, where I think the money line might make sense. This is one of those, Tom, so I'm somewhat going against you here.
I do fully agree with you about the fact that there are some home teams that I'm looking at some minus prices this week. We'll get to some of those down the list here. And again, my first inclination, like my gut, just seeing the line said take Montreal. And then I had to really do some digging in there to start looking at it and say, oh, maybe the Revs have something here. I think this probably ends in a draw, so I'll stick with my Revs play, but I certainly would not be surprised to come out on the losing end of this one. The next game up is Inter Miami versus Toronto, and the draw is at plus 285, Toronto plus 165, and Miami, the hosts, plus 135 here. Very simple for me here. Miami has lost just once in their last 6, which is fantastic, but Toronto is second in the league in expected goal differential per game since getting the Italians. 12th in the East and need to move up the table. I like them at plus money here. I think that Miami streak ends in this one.
Yeah, I struggled with this one because I did want to take Toronto. They've been probably the hottest attack in the league since the Italians have come in. During that 5-game stretch, have pretty much impressed in all those games, despite a somewhat disappointing 2-2 draw against the Revs. They've been awesome otherwise. I just when you look at the numbers, Inter has just one home game lost since early April. And that was against Philly, who I do think probably all around is still better than Toronto, despite everything that Toronto is doing. So I just stayed away from a side here, Tom, and I'm trying an over 3. Credit to Thomas Fiola for kind of pushing me toward the over 3s instead of the 2.75 market, just kind of going all in and taking that full 3-goal push protection, which can be awesome in MLS. It's very safe in a lot of these games, even the ones that, hit at 3 exactly. And in this case, I do think it can pretty comfortably go over. Only 4 teams have more home goals in the league than Miami. Toronto is still top half in terms of away goals allowed. And just when you look at what Toronto's attack is doing, I think they could help get this over to hit even on their own if things go south for Inter Miami in this game. So over 3, I am laying a little bit of juice at minus 129, Tom.
All right. I don't hate that kind of play at all. I mean, the overs have been really hitting lately. 3, very reasonable number here. I think that you've got a good call on this one. The next game we're going to go to right now, though, is going to be, we're going to skip down a little bit to the San Jose Earthquakes versus LAFC. And this game, the Quakes are at plus 240, LA minus 117 on the road, and the draw plus 335. And I'd love to take the Quakes at plus 240. Well, actually, let me rephrase.
Do it.
I would love to take the Quakes for the chaos and everything that goes into it. Plus 240 is a terrible price. This should be a 3.5 to 1 at least. Yeah. I have no interest in taking this team with a plus 240 number hanging on them here. LA minus 117, you can interest me in. It's tough to bet on teams on the road, and especially because LA already has the whole dang thing pretty much locked up. They're pushing for the points record now. But I think I have to be crazy and go over the 3.5 at plus 108. I don't know. LA played DC to a 1-0 win Tuesday, but there was some rotation in the squad for the midweek. The total, like, that's insane. Plus 108 on 3.5, but that's how these Quakes games go. They have a new coach. The defensive help is there for next year, but not right now. This team attacks and they don't defend. I think they can score, and I think LA can put up goals in spades. I just think that we see a fun shootout and hitting over here. It's tough, though. I think I might, at the end of the day, have to just go with that minus 117, eat some juice on a just incredibly better LA side.
Yeah, I mean, I think you keep taking this on LA. It's a good point that, you know, down the stretch of the season, what are they playing for? I guess the answer is that greatest season of all time, but does seem like they can get there without having to necessarily play all the stars every game. You can kind of rotate, and you're seeing them do this sort of one out of every three games playing some of the starters. There's a lot of rest and rotation already here happening ahead of the playoffs. But it doesn't really seem to matter. I mean, even in that DC game where, you know, you and I both struggled in the betting department, and I do think LA is going to be hard to handicap here down the stretch of the season with similar games to that. You know, LA still had like 2.5 expected goals. They completely dominated the game. I think that'll be the style of all of the LAFC games for the most part down the stretch of the season. And you consider that against the San Jose defense that, you know, we know what happens with the San Jose team against high flying attacks, against a lot of attacks in this league. They've conceded 3 or more in back-to-backs versus Austin and Dallas. We know that LA is even better than those teams, you know, at least certainly Dallas. So I thought about maybe, you know, over 2.5 team goals at plus 190 is interesting. Also, if you want to wait for the lineup and see who LA is playing, could influence some of your decisions there. Go ahead, Tom.
I thought about that same price. I really did look at it too.
Yeah, I don't know. Ultimately, I have that labeled as my second play here because I am going to take LA minus 117 as well. It's a long way to get to that answer. I'll include a second separate play here as well. Why not? LA over 2.5 team goals at plus 190. Again, this is one that I would prefer if we're recording here right as lineups have been announced. I'd feel more comfortable on that. But like I say, even the kind of B-plus lineup that LAFC is going to put out a lot down the stretch of the season is going to be able to hit on plays like this. You know, this is a really, really good team. So, yeah, it's a 2-to-1 price tag. Try a more aggressive play with a more conservative one.
There you go. I'm going to change mine. I'm going to go with that LAFC money line play at minus 117 over a total play. There's no value in the total. There's no value in a 3.5 even money. So I'm going to stick with LA. Again, I know we're saying this a lot right now. Not one of my favorite plays of the week, though, because the Quakes can put any team, especially a Los Angeles team, on upset alert in any given week, especially when they have home field advantage for the game. But this LA team is still that much better. I'd wait for lineups, check the price. If they're playing the starters, go with LA, but watch out for this one. Just be careful about it. That's what I'm going to tell you guys here. The next game up, a lot more interesting to me, the Fire versus NYCFC here. Chicago plus 125, New York plus 195, and the draw plus 255. I told you NYCFC was going to regress. Three straight dreadful losses. Now you lose to Charlotte at home, Charlotte. And now you face a Fire team that's been red hot, but very lucky. 4 wins in 6, but break down the numbers on this run. Since July 1st, they're 18th in the league in expected goal differential per 90. They're outperforming their metrics, and that's got to stop at some point. It feels like a spot for NYCFC to show some fire and get back to their winning ways. But can they? I don't know. But they are leaking goals like a sieve, and over 2.5 minus 134 is very reasonable to take in this game. That's my play in this spot. I'll stay away from the sides and just keep an eye on this game. Chicago can win this. All of a sudden, I'm sitting up and I'm saying, ooh, hang on a second. This team might just make the playoffs.
Yeah, I couldn't figure this one out, Tom. I looked at it for a while. I fully agree. Look, you lose to Charlotte at home, that's full panic button time. That's extremely worrying for NYCFC. They've now dropped below Montreal to the 3 seed. They're only 2 points ahead of the Red Bulls before maybe dropping to the 4. They probably won't drop below that with where the map is at right now. But it's 4 games in a row without a win. They've conceded 3 goals in 3 games in a row now. Like you say, real defensive issues. I think the over is pretty sensible here. Chicago also low-key one of the worst home teams in the league. Not much advantage there. So it was tough for me to look at a side. I kind of thought about maybe NYCFC just in terms of, you know, the better price, and I kind of a lean toward them in a vacuum anyway. I've thought Chicago, even when things are going well, are a little bit fraudy all season. But this is a long way of saying I have no play here, Tom. I'm not touching anything.
I do not blame you. I think that this is a good spot to take this over, though, especially with the way NYCFC has been playing and the way that Chicago's been scoring goals. I'd imagine we get there on this one. But hey, we'll see. One more game here for our video listeners before we switch over to podcast only. Sporting Kansas City versus the Portland Timbers. SKC minus 104. Portland plus 255 on the road and the draw plus 265. And here we go. We're going back with a road dog here. Portland was finally dealt a loss that ended their crazy draw-filled 10-game unbeaten streak last weekend. But SKC, even at home, is not a menace here. Portland is barely hanging on to the 7 seed right now, and this is an important chance for them to get some road points. Short and simple, I'll take the Portland plus 255. I think there's value on that price.
I think there's a ton of value on it. I'm a little bit confused what I'm missing. This is one of those where I, you know, again, you can get some of these prices in this league in very reasonable road dog spots. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I'm sorry to be interrupting you here. Portland, it's not like they've been playing tremendously great as of late. That's something that has me worried.
Well, let's just look at it, because like they have had some tough teams here in the schedule, like, and they figured out ways to get some pretty decent draws in those games. Winning those draws has kind of been the issue for them, right? So of course, this is a play where you're not betting the spread. You do need that straight up win. And it is against, let's be fair, an SKC team also that's been a little bit punchy lately, scoring 7 goals in their last 2 games. This is going to be a pretty fun game, I think. You also think about, all right, so the first time these teams played this year, it was that 7-2 blowout that Portland won. I do think SKC is a little bit better than that era as well. Willie Agata, Eric Tommy have been awesome for SKC recently. They were not part of that blowout loss. So all of that is to say, like, I kind of get how they're getting to that number. I just think, considering this stretch for Portland, like, you know, in the macro, I guess it's just 1 win in the last 6, but, you know, the last couple of months, they've very much gotten themselves back into contention. And even when they, you know, aren't getting the results, I think the performances have been decent. So still an SKC team that is not playing for a playoff spot. In some ways, that can help you play a little bit looser. But I love the Portland price here, Tom.
There we go. All right, Taylor, that is going to do it for us here for our video listeners. If you're an audio viewer, of course, keep rolling right along with us here after this break. We will be continuing breaking down the entire slate for you. And if you're watching us here on YouTube, well, all I can say is head on over to the podcast platform of your choice. We will be there waiting for you to break down the rest of the slate. But in the meantime, head on over to betrivers.com, get yourself signed up and get in on the action today. Use the promo code 250MATCH. They'll match your first deposit up to $250. And of course, follow us on Twitter at TV at Work and ATLT Will with the 1L, and stay up to date with the entire Betting Weekly Podcast Network. Head on over to Twitter and follow at Because We Win on Twitter to get the latest from all of the handicappers across the fantastic network. Guys, if you're listening to us on YouTube here, we will see you next episode. Have a good one. Good luck, everybody. Let's cash some tickets. All right, Taylor, and we're going to continue right along here, my friend, on the Audio Viewer Podcast. We're going to start off Minnesota versus Austin here. And oh, Taylor, where have the sweet, sweet days gone where I would automatically be playing Austin plus 215 in this spot? Minnesota plus 102 here in the draw at 3-1. Austin just simply is not an auto play at this point in the season. They don't have much left to play for. Their position is firmly locked up. They're not going to fall to anyone. They're not going to beat LA for the Supporter Shield. They're just kind of playing out the string, staying healthy and fit to get to the playoffs at this point. +215 against one of the hottest teams in the league right now in the Loons, who cashed us a great 3-1 ticket last weekend. Can't do it. I can't do it. So instead, I'm going to be an absolute insane, insane crazy person here. Over 3.5 +132 is going to be my play in this one. I hate playing the over 3.5s, even though they've been coming through, especially lately. And I hate this game. Austin has cooled off a bit lately. They're still good. But I'm just going to be bold and say this goes over an astronomical 3.5 total. Both of these teams have been playing in over-friendly games lately, and hopefully that simply continues here. Again, not one of my favorite plays, but you have a plenty of goal scorers in the spot.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be one of the most fun games of the weekend, very likely. We have the same read on this. I'm just going more conservative, going over 3, laying -120 juice. I am paying for the push protection in this case. First thing I thought about was both teams to score, Tom, as I often do in these games, but these prices are so prohibitive at this point. In this case, -210. So let's just ride with some of this push protection. Minnesota total has gone 3+ in 9 of the last 11. Austin total has gone 3+ in 11 of the last 15. And I think both of these teams, especially when they're playing against other teams that like wide open battles, that tends to be how the game goes down for these sides so far this season. So I think that's the case here. I agree with you that Austin here down the stretch of the season isn't playing for much. Increasingly, Minnesota, I mean, they're 2 or 3 wins away from being pretty safe there in the top 4 picture as well, depending on just how much, you know, more they want to climb, how much more aggressive they want to go before potentially resting some guys themselves. I don't think we're quite at that point yet here, though, and I do think it's going to be a very, very fun game. So give me the push protection. Same read, though, Tom, over 3, -120.
There you go. The next game up here going to be Rapids versus Dynamo. And one more time, I just want to circle back on this to stress for everybody. Play 3.5s with caution. Honestly, probably a better strategy to look in game. Maybe you hope that the game starts out slow and you can get a 2.5 number after 20 minutes. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but maybe that's a way to look at it. I'm just throwing that out there, though. I want to give people some warning here. I'm also still feeling guilty for giving you a 1-5 record in the midweek. But the Rapids versus the Dynamo here, much easier game. One of my favorite of the week. Very chalky, very bland. The Rapids are -143, the Dynamo +360, and the draw +290. I have one line of notes here. Take the easy chalk, as the Rapids are still a force to be reckoned with at home, and the Dynamo are anything but dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, I had the Rapids as well, locked them at -139. Houston, 9 losses in their last 12. Basically the worst team in MLS since around May, you know, mid to late May. They've been the worst team in the league. They've conceded 23 goals in their last 9 games. That's 2.55 goals allowed per game. I don't hate a Colorado team goals over 1.5 either, but it's -175. So even parlaying that with a win only gets you to -108. For me, it's just not worth it in terms of, you know, what can go wrong in this league to take a -2 you know, play single game parlay in that case. So I'm just going to keep it simple as well, Tom. Rapids -139 here.
There you go. I mean, that's the play. Keep it simple, stupid. Some of these we do just have to take. RSL versus Vancouver is the next game up here. And there are some games here with some heavy juice that I actually do kind of like. In this one, RSL -167, Vancouver +450, and the draw +290. I don't know. I thought about an RSL team total of 1.5 at -167. I'm still thinking about it. What do you? I'm going to ask you for your thoughts on that, Taylor. I think the best way to bet on this game is on the goals. Vancouver hasn't been shut out since June 27th against New England. They've played 3 straight overs. On the road, this defense is putrid. I fully expect RSL to put up at least 2 here. Do I take the slightly higher payout at an over 2.5 in the spot?
I struggled with this one a little bit. I think the numbers are actually a little bit wrong toward the caps. And maybe I'm just in a kind of short, little brain, short-term memory after the midweek money line hit for the Vancouver. But +1 caps, -129 price. Their defense isn't perfect. They're still 4th worst away points per game in the West. But recently, they've had some pretty impressive results. Draws away at Nashville, Portland, Cincinnati in recent weeks. RSL, they beat a bad Sounders team, but had just 1 win in 8 before that. I'm not sure I'm really there with RSL either. And, you know, when the prices are this lopsided, I think I'm going to try something in the line department, Tom. Caps plus one gives me, you know, a decent amount of flexibility, and it's only minus 129. So I don't think I've tried anything white caps all season. I have been there a couple times and mostly missed. Let's see what happens in this spot.
I don't know. I'm just so skeptical to take anything Vancouver away from home. Like, we're talking about a team that's 21st in the league away, on the road. Granted, they had three straight road draws before road loss to the Galaxy, but they lost to the Galaxy on the 14th, 5-2. This team is the definition of Jekyll and Hyde here. Their goal differential at home is plus two. Their road goal differential, minus 16. Yep. I can't join you on something like that there. I think I have to go with the goals in this one.
I can understand that. I kind of have just as much distaste for RSL sort of home or away. I understand the home form stuff for them is pretty solid as well, but here as of late, not too many wins there on the board for them. So I just think the numbers are a little bit off, just enough, Tom, for me to kind of play with some MLS opportunities here on a plus one.
All right. Well, I wish you luck on that, my friend. The next game that we have up here, the Columbus Crew going up against your boys, Atlanta United. Crew minus 124, Atlanta plus 290 in the draw the same way. Columbus at home just feels very safe to me right now. I like what this team's been doing, and Atlanta's season is lost, Taylor. I'm sorry.
Yep. Especially after the New York, yep.
Yeah, especially after the New York Red Bull result. Shut the lights off and carry me home. The Crew is still in the fight. The Eastern Conference logjam is real. They're in a playoff spot right now, but they need to keep winning. I'll lay some slight juice with them here.
Well, this was my first, like, wow, there are a lot of reasonable money lines this week, and I think absolutely the case here. Laying the money line as well at minus 120. So on May 28th, Tom, they beat Atlanta United, this same Atlanta United, 2-1 away. Before that, they had just one win in nine going into that game. So congratulations to Atlanta United for fixing Columbus's season. What also helped fix their season, of course, was the arrival of Cucho Hernandez. Him and Zelarayan have been unreal together. Either or have scored in six of seven games since Cucho's arrival. And look, all of a sudden, it's just one loss in their last 12 for Columbus. This is a good Crew team. I think this is a Crew team you want to avoid in the playoffs as we start talking about tricky matchups once the postseason comes around. I love anything kind of inside minus 150 in this spot. So you're getting the Crew in the minus 120s. That is a good price against a bad Atlanta United team that basically, you know, anything but a win here, and you can absolutely close the door in United season. The only reason there's a small glimmer of hope left is just because of what the Eastern Conference playoff picture looks like right there at the bottom with so many teams scrunched together. But realistically, United's out of it already. Columbus, they're going to be playing for seeding somewhere in the playoff situation. And I really like this play. I do have a second play as well, Tom, here, just trying a Cucho to score bet, anytime score at plus 170. Like I say, him or Zelarayan have scored in basically every game since Cucho arrived. You can also get a Zelarayan bet, I think, for 120, 130, if that interests you a little bit more. But I'm going to try the Cucho play at plus 170 and the Crew at minus 120 here, Tom.
I like both of those plays plenty in this spot, Taylor. Next game up is Charlotte versus Orlando. We've got Charlotte plus 130 here, Orlando 2-1 in the draw, plus 240. And again, take some home teams here this week. There's some good spots. Charlotte's fighting hard for a playoff spot. I don't think that they're going to get there. They're 26th in the league in expected goal differential per 90 since July 1st. They don't create a lot of attack. At least they didn't until Wednesday versus New York. I don't think they can punch their way out of the East, but can they beat Orlando at home? Very much yes. I'll take Charlotte plus 130.
Yeah, I mean, I just think the price is off here. You absolutely still take these Charlotte plays, especially at plus prices. You know, look, they're just one point off a playoff spot in their inaugural season. And, you know, it's been a weird year for Charlotte. You change managers even when things are going well. You're this weird Jekyll and Hyde team for most of it where you're unstoppable at home and as bad as any team on the road. And that's kind of continued. And because of this, like we say, this mishmash in the Eastern Conference, they're right in the thick of it. So I absolutely have liked fade Orlando plays all year. Orlando continues to stay in the playoff picture themselves, coming off of a win, though, where they beat the Red Bulls away with 0.17 expected goals, which says a lot about, I think, at times how Orlando have gotten some results this season. But credit to them, that was a big 3 points. I just still like Charlotte a lot at home. Their defense getting a little bit more sus, but they've still won 8 of 12 at home this year. And so you take that price against a pretty mediocre team in Orlando. Charlotte plus 130, Tom.
There you go. We're in lockstep once again, my friend, but we'll be in lockstep on the last game on the slate here. Nashville versus Dallas. We got Nashville plus one, Nashville minus 109 at home, Dallas plus 280 in the draw, plus 260. I continue to fade Nashville. Jesus Ferreira is scoring goals again for Dallas, and Nashville still hasn't found a win since July 14th. That's been a month now. Dallas impressed me with that win over Philly in the midweek, and they should find a way to get things done here. Dallas plus 280 is a good road dog this week to me, Taylor.
Yeah, price totally off. You take the better price here. I apologize, Mr. Viola, on the agreement here, but
why are you apologizing to me? I'm the one now. Who's
maybe
terrible.
Yeah. Now maybe we move. Now maybe things move back my way. We'll see. But I this is one of those where you raise your eyebrows, right? Like close to 3-1. In a very reasonable spot for Dallas to win. Nashville, I just think they continue to kind of struggle to find exactly what their identity is. They're not quite good enough defensively to be a great defensive team. They're not quite good enough at creating or scoring goals to make that their bread and butter. However, one thing they are very reliable on is both teams to score, which is going to be my second play in this as well. Both teams to score, yes, minus 143. Nashville 13-2 in their last 15 on BTTS yes plays. Dallas a little bit less reliable, especially in some of these 1-0s recently with great Dallas defensive performances. But I don't think Nashville's getting shut out at home in this spot. So I feel fairly confident, especially with that Dallas attack at both teams to score inside minus 150, which if you've been following both teams to score prices, they have moved rapidly toward the 170s, the 180s, and the 190s in a lot of games weekly. If you can get a pretty reliable play here at minus 143, I think it's a good spot as well. So two plays, Dallas plus 280 money line, and both teams to score, yes, minus 143.
There we go, Taylor. All right, you've got some good ones this weekend, but that is going to do it for us here because we are done with the slate, my friend. I'll give you a minute to think up a parlay should you have one for this week. I know we didn't do one for the midweek, which is probably some good news because there's no way they would have cashed. I'm going to go a lot simpler. After the lottery ticket win, I'm scaling down here, taking 3 money line favorites at very heavy minus prices here. I'm taking the Crew minus 124, RSL minus 167, and the Rapids minus 143. All in all, it's paying out about 4-1 plus 392 here. I'll take that. What say you, my friend?
All right, Tom, well, we have some agreement there. I'm going Minnesota Austin at over 2.5. So I played this on its own at over 3 in the parlay. I'm just going 2.5. I also have that Rapids money line right around minus 140 when I got it. And the Timbers money line, which I thought was way off. You can get them at around 255, 260. That's plus. All of that comes out, Tom, to plus 823 on what I think is a fairly reasonable collection of plays. So let's try it.
I wish you the best of luck, my friend. Maybe we'll be cashing the tickets. Now, guys, it is that time. Before we say goodbye here, get out the pen and paper. If you want to write down all of the plays of the weekend, we're going to rapid fire them here for you right now. Get ready. Go. LA Galaxy versus Seattle. Seattle plus 255.
Yeah, full agreement. Seattle plus 255. Prices are off here.
New York Red Bulls versus FC Cincinnati. Cincy plus 325 for me.
Going both teams to score, yes, minus 148.
Philly versus DC. I've got Philly plus 125.
I also have Philly. I just think this is a case. Philly is a much better team. Class of the East so far this year. You take the better price.
Montreal versus New England. I've got the Revs plus a half goal, even money.
Yeah, I'm going just Montreal. Straight up money line at minus 117 here, Tom.
Inter Miami versus Toronto, and I am going Toronto plus 165.
Over 3, minus 129.
Minnesota versus Austin, over 3.5, plus 132.
Similar read, over 3, minus 120.
I would like to change my play. I would like to tail you on the 3 at minus 120, over 3.5.
Welcome aboard.
I am adjusting my notes, but I am officially changing that one to the 3. Rapids versus the Dynamo. Rapids minus 143.
Yep. Also have the Rapids at -143.
RSL versus Vancouver over 2.5 -155.
I'm trying the Caps +1 -129.
Quakes versus LAFC. I'm taking LAFC money line -117.
Yeah, I'm going LA also on the money line, and I'm also going to try over 2.5 team goals at +190.
The Crew versus Atlanta. I'm taking Crew -124.
Yep, full agreement. Got to take the Crew here on the money line against a bad Atlanta team.
New York City versus the Chicago Fire over 2.5 -134.
No play for me here, Tom.
Orlando versus Charlotte. We're going Charlotte +130.
Charlotte +130, full agreement.
SKC versus the Portland Timbers. I'm taking the Timbs +255.
Absolutely love this price. Love this play. I'm with you on the Timbers, Tom.
Indeed, indeed. Might be our favorite of the weekend. Nashville versus Dallas. Dallas +280 rounds us off.
Yeah, and I also think this is just the wrong price for a good Dallas team. So full agreement here as well, Tom. I'm also taking both teams to score yes at -143.
All right, Taylor. Well, that is going to do it. Once again, our parlays. I'm going Crew, RSL, and Rapids money lines for +392.
I got Minnesota, Austin over 2.5, the Rapids money line, and the Timbers money line +823.
And that's going to do it for us here, Taylor, today. Thank you guys so much for listening. You know the drill. Give us a 5-star rating, review, like, subscribe, and share. Help us out any way you can. Give us a follow on the Twitter sphere, that Bird app. You can follow me at TV at Work. Follow Taylor at ATLTWill with one L. And of course, if you want to stay up to date with the entire Bet Rivers Betting Weekly podcast network, head on to Twitter and go to @BecauseWeWin to find the latest and greatest information from our best handicappers, Nigel Seeley and the EPL team. 5-1 last week, a complete reversal of my terrible midweek MLS record. Check them out because the Premier League season is in full swing now. They've got all of the information you need to win some money over the pond. And of course, don't forget to head on over and get in the action at betrivers.com. Sign up for an account today. Use the promo code 250MATCH and they will match your first deposit up to $250. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Let's cash some tickets.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the Bet Rivers Network.